This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your knowledge, emotional connection to people, that sort of thing. That's what happens here on the DJV show. So we got another hour of that just for you. Thanks to Jennifer Horn being here and Victoria Keelan also at the ready. Kara Schillen with her fingers on the button, or all those buttons, those beautiful yellow buttons, green buttons, red buttons. They're ready. And all she has to do is push one of them and woof, we go.
Yep, that's my whole job.
She's our sensor.
I just push one button.
Push that button. All right, so Jennifer, push our buttons with something that will get us all thinking.
Well, because Kara is our censor, of course, we have to think about Twitter. And the conversation over the past several days has been whether or not Twitter is censoring conservatives, exactly how they are getting news to people, and whether or not there's a political bias in social media.
I thought that conversation had been going on for longer than that.
It's been going on for longer than that. The reason it's been so prominent over the last several days is because the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook, they were all in Washington, D.C., testifying to how this process works. Well, remember that the day that happened, InfoWars host Alex Jones showed up to the Capitol. I got into a little fisticuffs with Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, and then he kind of trolled Jack Dorsey and Twitter. Well, the next day, Twitter made the announcement that they had permanently banned Alex Jones and his InfoWars show for abusive behavior from the Twitter platform. They said he won't be able to create new accounts on Twitter. He won't be able to take over any existing ones, and they said that they would continue to monitor reports about other accounts potentially associated with Alex Jones or InfoWars, and will, quote, take action if it finds any attempts to circumvent the ban. Twitter said that Jones posted a video on Wednesday that violates the company's policy against abusive behavior. That video showed Alex Jones berating CNN journalist Oliver Darcy for some 10 minutes in between two congressional hearings on social media. Dorsey testified at both hearings but did not appear to witness the confrontation. Now, Jones has about 900,000 followers on Twitter. InfoWars has about 430,000. And this is now Twitter's line in the sand, apparently. And as much as I'm not a fan of Alex Jones, and I am a fan of letting businesses run themselves as they see fit, I hope that Twitter will also look at other platforms that talk about or that engage in abusive behavior on Twitter if they are going to start cracking down in this direction.
Hmm. Can I say something? You know how I love you?
No. No, you can't say anything.
I'm going to.
Anyway. Oh, well, you shouldn't ask for permission.
I know I shouldn't, but I feel like I need
you. Anyway.
This isn't even a criticism. It's an observation. Just before, by the way, we talk about the number of Americans filing applications for unemployment insurance. There's something about what the right-wing side of whatever political sphere we're in. Why is it that it seems everybody, and this is funny because I'm quirky about stuff like this, anybody on the right who refers to our nation's capital always has to put D.C. Like, we don't know what the hell you're talking about. If you say Washington, but there's always a Washington. Listen to Limbaugh, listen to Hannity, listen to Jennifer, listen to any of the people that are doing shows. Yeah, I am. It's always Washington, D.C.
Because Washington is next to a state that's called Washington.
But who thinks about Washington State?
My political plans.
I'm making an observation from my perspective that people on the right do it and others don't.
I don't think it's a right-left thing. Washington, D.C., the reason I say Washington, D.C. is because there is a Washington State. And if you notice, I also, when I say a name, will always tell you who that person is. That has nothing to do with my political leanings. It has to do with the fact that I've had it drilled in me by a lot of different radio professionals that most people need you to be very clear about who the heck you're talking about, because most people are kind of armchair consumers of this kind of stuff.
So I must be.
But Doug, as East Coasters, D.C. is just, we don't say D.C., we just say Washington,
yeah,
because there's nothing
maybe
else near us that's going to be
part of the conversation. Snobs on the East Coast, that could be.
No. It's a geographic thing. But if whenever I am talking about the state of Washington, I always say Washington State. It's the only state that I actually say. I don't say Oregon State, I say Washington State. So it's, but that's the same thing as Jen saying Washington, D.C. She is next to Washington State, so it's more on her mind probably to separate the two.
I don't know that I'm even referring to Jennifer. I was thinking of how when I listen to some of these other shows, there's always this focus on Washington, D.C. when you talk about politics. Who the hell is going to talk about Trump being in Washington State?
I promise you, this has nothing to do with my political leaning. It's trying to be as descriptive as possible with my words so that people know what I'm talking about.
Got it.
And I will say, as the person in D.C., I never say Washington to refer to the city. Only
D.C.
You say
D.C.
Call it D.C.
Yeah.
Right. That's something I hadn't thought about that, Kara, but yeah, a lot of people
I'm going into Washington for the weekend.
Yes.
No, I'm just going to D.C.
Or even some people call it district. I've heard Richie just refer to it as the district, period, end of story. All right, so there we have. That's all straightened out, Jennifer. Thank you very much.
Do you feel better now, Doug?
I feel much better. And actually, after I looked at the story in today's Wall Street Journal about the unemployment numbers, I actually feel quite good about them, and I'll explain why after this.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
The Geek Out.
In the coming months and year, you're going to hear a lot about this term, 5G. So what is it? It's the next generation of cellular network and promises to deliver wireless access to the internet at mind-bending speeds and create a lifestyle that's as close to the Jetsons as we've ever seen. At its peak speeds, 5G is 20 times faster than the 4G you have in your smartphone today. AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile are in a race to launch their 5G networks, and each has discussed test markets, despite the fact we don't even have 5G smartphones yet. But 2019 promises to be the year both the networks and the devices become reality, and we'll keep you posted all about 5G here at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Beds now only $899, plus special financing available and Sunday. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
right, meanwhile...
You okay?
Well, it's all of us having that same frog in our throat. He keeps jumping from my throat to your throat, Jennifer, to Victoria's throat. Let's all clear it off.
We've got to snuff him out this weekend, guys. I think
get rid
so.
Of him. All right. So the Wall Street Journal today is carrying something that I will bet a lot of people will not talk about. It'll be interesting to see how the news media, the snooze media, covers this. The number of Americans filing the application, the numbers came out yesterday for the month of August, and apparently it's the lowest number according to the Labor Department. Now you can say, the Labor Department is controlled by Trump. He's trying to fudge the numbers. So the election will come out differently. Seasonally adjusted, 203,000 people filed for jobless claims. That's the lowest number since 1969. That's a pretty interesting number, huh? 3.9% is the unemployment rate according to the stats. Now, I am always suspicious of those numbers. The number of filings, I think, is probably pretty legit. 203,000 people across the country when you consider that we have 324 million people in the workforce, or more maybe now, in that vicinity. That was the last time I remember that number is earlier in the year. So only 203,000 are going to the government for unemployment benefits. So that's a good sign. The 3.9% unemployment, that's the lowest number that's been for ages. But remember that that number only represents those who are filing. It does not include the people who can't get work and who are beyond the filing time. In other words, you go, what is it, 5 months, 6 months? How long can you get benefits if you're on unemployment? Anybody ever go the full distance? I don't know because I've never been there.
I've never been on it, yeah.
No.
I was on it, I think, for 3 months. Yeah, 3 or 4 months. But I think after 6 months you can reapply.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Reevaluate, they reevaluate you, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, the point here is that I would be very interested to watch, and I'd appreciate it if all of you would do the same thing. Just look around and see if there's anybody else by the Wall Street Journal that is bringing that information to the surface, because I think that it'd be interesting.
I actually think I've already seen that on CNBC.
Have you? Okay.
In, like, the Money Watch or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that they have already talked about something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, somebody who's going to be on the unemployment line is the current president and CEO of CBS Television and Radio. Well, radio's gone. They sold that off because Les Moonves didn't like the radio business, so they sold it off, and now they have their television business, but now his business is apparently trying to protect himself from all of the claims against him by people that go back, what is this, 30 years? How long was it, 30 years ago?
Yeah, it was the 80s, I think, right?
Yeah. Right.
He admitted to a lot of the bad behavior in the 80s, saying, this was kind of my dating playground. He says he never did anything that would have infringed on someone's rights, or he didn't cross any lines, but he said that he did ask people out. I don't know. I think the story that I'm most intrigued by that broke over the last day or two is that he tried to destroy Janet Jackson. Have you guys heard about this?
No, I have not.
So he's apparently a guy who holds grudges, and when somebody crosses him, I guess he doesn't take too kindly to that. Yeah. And a target of his for many years was Janet Jackson because of that Super Bowl incident that we like to call Nipplegate, where Justin Timberlake sort of ripped down her shirt and showed her nipple for like a half a second. He was so enraged by it that he fixated on the singer, according to reports. He believed that that was an intentional bid to stir up controversy, and that Janet Jackson did not apologize to him enough for it. As punishment for this, he barred her from performing at the 2004 Grammys and ordered VH1 and MTV, as well as any other Viacom-owned radio stations at the time, to stop playing her music and her videos, which, according to the Jackson camp, says that that impacted the sales of her new album.
Yeah, of course, and
he even tried to squash a book deal from her.
Yeah. So he's out. See you later, Les. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
One of the greatest songs in the history of popular music, in my humble opinion. Sometimes my opinions are more humble than others. This is Gladys and Midnight Train to Georgia, produced by Tony Camillo, who is the, or scratch is, was the creative force behind a lot of big records in the 60s and the 70s. He was 90 years old, passed away yesterday, best known for arranging and producing and recording this song with Gladys and the Pips. Got the Grammy in 1974, but he also has been responsible for songs by Stevie Wonder, Freda Payne, The Supremes, Martha Reeves, Dionne Warwick, Fifth Dimension, Grand Funk, George Clinton, The Chambers Brothers, Barry Manifold, The Isley Brothers. You pretty much name anything that was done in Detroit in the 60s and the 70s, and this guy had his fingerprint on it. Holland Dozier Holland, all the songs that they wrote. Band of Gold is the Freda Payne song you're listening to in the background. Oh, my God. Have you got Want Ads by the Honeycomb there? Have you got that? This is the silliest, funniest, most wonderful song. Listen to this for a second if you've never heard of it before. You ladies know this song?
I don't think I know this, but I like it.
Yeah, this is just so much fun listening to the lyrics. Drag it up there. Away from there.
This is great. I love it.
That's a great story. And this is the time when the Funk Brothers also were the background band for all of these hits. And they were very close to Tony Camillo and he to them. So anyway, he got his own, he got a studio that he built for himself in his home. He had his own record label, Venture Records. Tony Orlando, who was producing a project with Barry Manilow. Tony Orlando started as Barry Manilow's producer. And then they got to be friends, the two of them, Barry and Tony. Or Tony and Tony, sorry. So Tony wanted to have Camillo work with him. And so they got together with these women that became Dawn, and they were lifelong friends because of the music that they put together is stuff that's lasted a lifetime, amongst other things. Midnight Train. He also produced Gladys's I Feel a Song. Jay-Z and Kanye West have sampled that. In that song, Why I Love You, came out a few years ago. Anyway, the list of things that this guy did, it was a very exciting time in Motown at the time, and he was one of the real architects of the music that came out of Motown. So, sadly, at the age of 90, he passes away. Tony Camillo. All right, next in the Death Watch here, Dolores O'Riordan's still dead. Remember her from the Cranberries, the lead singer? I've never confused them with the Raspberries, but some people have. What's the name of that group that has all of them? Are you the fruit name group? The Cranberries, yep.
Oh,
all right, so anyway, she died in January.
You're
the
fruity.
Coroner's.
Yeah. You're loopy.
Coroner's
loopy.
Official report has been announced. She died in a bathtub after drinking too much, accidentally drowned. She was in her pajamas.
What is it with these people that do all this crazy stuff and then get in a tub?
I know. Look, I've
just
had.
Just go to bed.
I've had some nights of partying too much, but I've never wanted to take a bath. I don't get it. Ever. I always just get into my bed and go,
yeah.
What did I do? And you go to sleep.
Right.
And you deal with the shame and remorse the next day, like everyone else.
Night.
Like other normal people.
Yes. All right, so anyway, she came from Limerick, Ireland, Victoria. That's where the Cranberries were formed. And a lot of great pop music came from her.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tears into Democrats at a campaign-style rally last night in Billings, Montana, slamming them for saying that he should be impeached, something he says would be hard to do because he's doing such a great job. He also brought up that op-ed piece published in yesterday's New York Times, supposedly written by a member of his administration.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward.
Tropical storm Florence is still about 1,000 miles southeast of Bermuda in the Atlantic, but it's continuing a track in a westward direction towards the eastern seaboard. Forecasters say it could impact the East Coast next week. This is USA Radio News.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids' tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's apply our goodness and our graciousness to the next half hour of conversation. What's in store? More from Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen as Victoria takes the position of prominence with her trending story in this half hour.
Well, Kim Kardashian is in the news. She is, you know, on this crusade to reform prison sentences for nonviolent drug offenders. And she famously was able to get that other woman, Alice, I forget her last name now, she was able to get her sentence commuted by President Trump. Now she said she's on a roll and she couldn't just stop at one. So her new target is a guy named Chris Young. He was 26 years old at the time. He received a life sentence for a string of nonviolent drug charges, and he's now 30. He's done, he's been in for almost 10 years, and Kim Kardashian met with Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, along with one-time Obama advisor Van Jones and Sean Hopwood, who is a lawyer who served time in prison for bank robbery, and they all had a meeting at the White House, and this is her next big target. She's really using her celebrity for good, and we'll see if it works this time. President Trump was not in this meeting. He was in the last meeting that she had before he commuted that sentence, so we'll see if it works for this one, too. But she says it's time for systemic change, which I agree with her.
Oh, my God,
it's ridiculous. A life sentence at 26 years old for a nonviolent crime?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The prison system or the legal system, the justice, they call it, it isn't justice, it's vengeance.
Well,
and anger
and this is something I think maybe because we're in it in New York, where you are, Victoria, and in Los Angeles, where I am, in these big cities, because Trump is also, I think, as a New Yorker, he doesn't necessarily share the same view that a lot of conservatives do. He's been very outspoken about prison reform and has tried to make this an issue. I think that's why he's working. It sounds funny to say he's working so well with Kim Kardashian on this, but I think because they're kind of aligned and it's sort of common sense.
It's time for change.
Well, even the judge, it was a district judge, Kevin Sharp was his name. He was the judge who handed down the life sentence. And since he's left the bench, he's been very publicly opposed to the mandatory minimum sentencing that he was forced to give this guy. So even the judge thinks it's totally ludicrous that, you know, that people are getting a life sentence for nonviolent crime. It just doesn't make any sense. And the amount of money the taxpayers have to pay.
$40,000 a year.
Yeah, to keep him
on
in jail
average,
for the rest of his life.
Whether it's a local jail, whether it's a state jail, federal prison, $40,000 a year it costs on average to keep somebody penned up. And there are at least 1.2 million people in this country in jail with no reason, no business. There's no justifiable reason for these 1.2 million people to be in jail. It's just, it is asinine. And
well,
how we've rolled over for this.
Crime. You can be tough on crime, but still, when it comes to common sense stuff like
let's
this.
Let's be tough on real crime.
Right.
Is this stuff that is affecting people, violence, drug sales, and the rapes and stuff that go on, that kind of stuff, those people shouldn't have a chance, a second chance. In my opinion, those people, one shot and you're done.
But
you go to jail for the rest of your life.
But see, that's what happened with this guy. And the problem, though, is in so many parts, and this is not something that, you know, thankfully none of us are exposed to this, but there are so many projects in every city across the country where kids are forced to sell drugs or their families are threatened and then they get busted and then they're in jail. Doug, they are. Yes, they are. Do some research on this. Believe me, they are.
Sorry.
They're absolutely forced to sell drugs. Young kids, talk to Jay-Z. He has absolutely been very vocal
forced
about
that. Forced at gunpoint, somebody says...
and their families are threatened. Absolutely, 100%.
How do they get
kids
exposed
who are
to them in the first place? Where are they finding
these
kids?
They're 14
years
old.
But
there
do they go grab them off the street and say, you have to sell drugs?
There are
those
gangs
guys, somebody
living
should put
in
a bullet in the head of the people who do that.
There are gangs who living in these projects, and they troll the areas, and they get these little, sometimes as young as 12 years old, and they force them to sell drugs. I'm going to threaten to kill your mom. I'll kill your grandmother. It's 100%. Every hour of every day, that's what happens.
Nice.
And so some of these kids grow up, they sell drugs, and then they get a life sentence. And that's part of this systemic problem
what happens
that
to
she's
the guys
talking about.
Who have rounded them up? Where are they?
The gang members?
Yep.
Who knows? Who knows what happens to them? Sometimes they get busted, sometimes they don't. More often than not, it's like the new mafia.
So we don't really understand the nature of the problem. We don't understand.
That's
We're not looking deep enough into the... Okay, so that's a good answer. All right, let's get to Bernie Sanders, who has done something that a lot of people have been whispering about. And now Bernie is, as he does do from time to time, puts his, I guess what, you put your bona fides online, put your money where your mouth is, or mouth where your money is, or whatever it is. Bernie Sanders, if you've not heard, has introduced a bill that would tax Amazon, Walmart, Apple, all the big companies for workers collecting public assistance. Well, aren't they paying that now? Would be my question. This is a bigger tax. It's called the Stop Bad Employers by Zeroing Out Subsidies, or the Stop Bezos Act, after Jeff Bezos, who founded Amazon. The bill levies a tax on large corporations equal to the value of the public benefits their workers receive. Interesting idea. Bernie Sanders argues that if employers paid a living wage, taxpayers would save $150 billion a year on government assistance programs. Something to be said for that, too, says the guy who's...
Isn't this kind of funny that, like, the socialist is the one who wants to end the public assistance portion of this?
Kind of strange.
That kind of struck me as odd, but well, hey, I like when someone's unpredictable.
Well, but this brings... That's why you like working here, is that it, Victoria?
Right. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Well, in this circumstance, on the surface, you see this, Bernie, the commies are at it again. But not so fast with that judgment, because there is something, and I'm one who does not believe in the minimum wage. I think that people need to be better trained. We need to be doing a better job. I mean, this is such this problem is so intrinsic. It's so woven now into the fabric of our society because our educational system sucks. And nobody's prepared for anything when they get out of school. They have to keep going to school, and it costs money. And, you know, you wonder how insidious, how deep the problem goes. And if you're better educated, better trained, then you warrant or deserve to be paid. Now, the other side of that is, can these companies afford to pay these people more money? Do they require that they have a certain educational level or can do a certain amount of work in a certain way, and then they pay them better for that? It's kind of like the same philosophy I have for police. We need fewer of them. They need to be better paid and better trained. And that could be said for the private sector. So does that automatically make you worth more? And then what happens to the jobs that are just grunt jobs that don't require any intelligence? Why are we going to pay more money for that? But you look at the other end of it, and people who make $15 an hour now, or 12, or I don't know what it is. That's if you work a 40-hour week and you're making $12 an hour. That's $500. Can you live on $500 a week? Not well in most places in this country. Then should they be paying more? What's enough? And who decides what's enough? Is it 800? Is it 900 a week? Is it 1,000? Is it 50,000 a year? What does it take to live and be adequately adequately prepared for life's challenges? And who's going to come up with that number? That's the issue here. I don't have a problem. I mean, the money, and this kind of gets at the core of my heart and soul. I think people like Bezos, who may be a bad actor, but if he was smart enough to start jobs, Bill Gates, all these people, Warren Buffett, to make all this money, if they were smart enough to figure out how to do it, then they ought to be able to keep it, or at least keep a reasonable amount. And then we go back to, what is a reasonable amount? And who the hell is the government to take my money away, because the government wasn't responsible for me being a success? And in fact, most of the time, the government gets in the way, and these people figure out how to work around government issues. So this is a very dicey area, but it's going to bring around... When I first saw this, I thought, okay, somebody's figuring out that Bezos and Amazon could actually take over, literally, the economic world. At the rate they're going, taking over businesses, putting businesses out of business, there's...
Do you think that should be stopped, or is it...
Well, I don't know. What do you do? It puts everybody out of business. I said a long time ago, Walmart should be stopped, and people would complain...
Well, Amazon's doing that for you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, Walmart is definitely still, a viable business, but it's taken a lot of hits because of Amazon's success.
Well, so have so many other... Macy's department store. I mean, there's an example of a company that's getting
every
whacked.
Every department store.
Yes.
It's not
right.
Just Macy's. It's everybody. No.
We're going to really miss out on that touching and feeling, I think, because everything...
Sooner or later,
online.
I agree with
you.
Yeah. How much effort is it to get stuff, order it, and find it doesn't fit, or you don't like it, and you got to send it back? It's a pain in the butt. I have belonged to that, Stitch Fix or something, where they...
Oh, yeah,
get
like
your order clothes and stuff.
But I sent back almost everything.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to go to the post office, you got to go to UPS, you got to go to, they say, well, they'll come pick it up, but you still have to put it back in the box. I think this is not the way I want to shop. But anyway, is this meritorious? It's something to be considered and to be discussed, I think. So maybe it's not the first or the last time you'll hear a discussion about this. It's 45 past the hour now on the DJV Experience.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, for those of you who are radio fans, you'll be excited to know that Ford is ending all of its advertising on anything other than SUVs and pickups. I thought that was pretty interesting. But the amount of money that is going to be spent on advertising for this coming season, it is us. I can't even believe it's this kind of money. $8 billion. In total political ad spending this year. Eight, and it's not even a presidential year. And 10 or 12 states are going to grab two-thirds of all of that money for the midterm elections. But can you imagine $8 billion being spent to get jobs that pay $160,000 a year? I just find it amazing, the political amounts. Maryland, $410 million. Massachusetts, $452. New York, $638. Let's see here. Florida, $563. In the millions. Amazing. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Here comes the cop. I feel safest of all. I can lock up my doors. The only way to live in cars.
It's interesting because we have radio colleagues, many of us who are on the air, we never see or meet. I've never laid eyes on Nick other than the pictures I see of him with his smiling goatee. I don't know if it's a goatee. You got a, is it a full beard now? But it's not. It's a well-cropped beard, I think, is it not?
It is, yes. It gets a bit bushy now and again. It's a right. Car guy beard.
It's a car guy. All right. Well, that's good because you're the car guy. Nick Miles is here, our auto expert. His website, ourautoexpert.com. I see Ford has recalled about 2 million trucks because of problems with seat belts and fires and that kind of stuff. How does a company this big making this many trucks fall into this big a hole, Nick?
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking about this earlier today. Last 2 years, we were really on a roll for recalls. We haven't seen it in the last 6 months or so. And I think recalls still go on. They go on all the time. What ends up happening is a supplier, I'm pretty sure that Ford don't make the seatbelt tensioner in their F-150s that's been having some problems. And so what ends up happening is, you know, over time, people... quite as good as we thought it was in testing, and they've had a little smoking and a few problems with them. In fact, 17 incidents of the seatbelt tensioner causing some smoke. And, you know, seatbelts are an important part of your car. We all like to have them. We know they save lives.
Speak for yourself. I don't like them at all. I despise having to put on a seatbelt. Somebody telling me if I want to do something stupid, I should be able to do it without the government telling me you got to wear a seatbelt. And what's most annoying, especially in the cars that I drive, are those GD bells that ring, dang, 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 when you don't put the seatbelt on. Oy, Okay, yeah, anyway, that's...
Sable knows, but I don't know, that's a whole different story. The thing about seatbelts is a lot of people are really big on them because they like to make sure their kids are safe in the back
of the vehicle.
You know, like,
that's true. That's all right.
And when they smoke, Doug, it's not necessarily a good idea. Like, when your car starts with smoke. But here's the deal. As I was thinking about this today, America, things get changed by litigation. That's how we change things. And so car companies are always afraid of being sued over everything. So if they think they're going to get sued, that's when they'll do a recall.
I think they're bad enough that we're
going to end up in court. So, you know, like, somebody's probably threatening to sue them, and so they're going to fix it. But it's not a huge one, and I'm glad to see that Ford are actually jumping on it early. Only 17 reports of smoke in the cabin, and they want to make sure it's zero.
Check it out. Yep. All right, so does the same thing hold true for Toyota? Because they've recalled a lot of hybrids worried about vehicle fires there. This is a voluntary recall for Priuses, and I told you the story. Was it last week about going to the auction and all the Priuses for the state of Massachusetts that were just junk after a couple of years? And I wondered what that did for promoting Priuses. You think they're a good vehicle, though, I think, don't you?
The Priuses are, if you're looking for that kind of thing, and I'm with you, I'm in the Doug camp right now. I like my big V8. I like tons of noise. I like to go fast. Prius is definitely not something I want to buy. But listen, if you want a small family car that does great fuel economy, 58 miles a gallon, I'm not going to argue. You know, this is part of it. Being in America, you get to choose what you want to choose.
Yeah.
If you look at the recalls over the country, we are not seeing huge amounts of recalls right now, and that's, I think, because car companies kind of got a little scared a few years ago and started to recall everything because they didn't want to be sued, and I think right now the climate seems to be good.
Yep. All right, Mercedes, speaking of the climate being good, they've launched an electric SUV. Is the climate right? They must figure that it is for this kind of a thing.
Well, the other thing you have to think about electric cars is we're only one part of the world, right? I know it seems hard to... times, but there are a massive China has such a horrible environment that they're trying to clean it up and do less fuel burning vehicles, and they can have all the electrics. I'm happy for them to do that. So this Mercedes, although it will be sold in the United States eventually, is going to be big in China and big in Europe. So maybe we could do a deal with the rest of the world, and they could have all the electric vehicles, and then we could have all the gas vehicles. That's just how I feel.
Well, you did. I don't know if you drove it. I remember a couple of months ago you talked about driving the new Jaguar, the electric car. You said it was amazing. Is this Mercedes just as amazing?
Well, we haven't got to drive it yet. They only took the wraps off it, but it'll be very similar to that I-Pace. And I'll tell you right now, the speed you can go in an electric vehicle, 0 to 60, that is what scares the pants off me, and that's what I love.
Good for you. All right, Nick Miles, check out his website. You want to know about cars, go to Our Auto Expert.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.